It is Thursday, June 20th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And with us is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Another beautiful day.
Yes.
It's nice, isn't it? And it's Artisphere time. We've been kind of quietly having lots of Artisphere events going on, even though we haven't talked much about them.
But was there something last night?
Yeah, there was a concert up at Cooper Chapel. I was out there for that. It was beautiful. It was a quintet, and it was two violins, a cello, and two violas, which I learned is not a arrangement that you usually see.
Not a common one.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, we've had a couple of our chamber concerts, and tonight is a very busy evening with the Artisphere documentary film, little mini film festival happening tonight.
Correct me if I'm wrong, that is relatively inexpensive?
Yeah, that would be as inexpensive
free.
As you can get.
Free.
Also known as free.
I suppose if you paid people to come, that'd be even less.
Yeah, I suppose that could be the extreme of the situation. But it's free.
Free. Yeah. And which venue is that in?
That's in Star Theater.
So about 250?
170 people, maybe.
So if you're interested in this,
yeah,
be
show
on
up,
time.
Be on
or
time.
A little...
Don't be late. You'll get to see a film about Craig Colarusso and his Sunboxes project, which has been all over Northwest Arkansas as part of Artisphere. It's called Install, Sound, Light, and Craig Colarusso. And then you'll get to see 10,000 Trees, which is a documentary done by Sarah Ginsberg, who is actually documenting this year's Artisphere. And then we will also show Bending Sticks, the sculpture of Patrick Doherty. And that is, everybody who has come to the WAC in the last year will recognize the big stick work figures on the front lawn. And this is a documentary explaining how his work has evolved and how it is created. So we'll show all three of those. And it should be great.
You know, it's so hard to see documentary film on a bigger screen than your television.
Yeah.
You know, now with the advent of cable and pay-per-view.
Netflix,
you can see them. But to see them with a community, with other people on a bigger screen, it doesn't come around very often. And the fact that it's free, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really neat. And so it makes for a really nice evening, actually, because a little bit earlier, starting at 6 o'clock, musicians from the Artisphere Festival Orchestra will be out doing the quote-unquote pub crawl throughout downtown Fayetteville, where they'll be going to various locations and playing music. So if you find yourself, I would bet they're going to be at our Sega's. They're probably going to be on Dixon Street at some of those restaurants. If you find yourself out, you could hunt them down and then go see the film fest. All kinds of madness going on tonight. And then tomorrow night we'll have the first of the big concerts with the entire festival orchestra. Tomorrow night is an evening of Beethoven. It's a 7 o'clock performance at Walton Arts Center. There are tickets left, but not many. So you might want to get them in advance, and they're pretty affordable. I think they're $10.
This is the last part of the 10x10.
Yes.
Of 2012, 2013.
Exactly. So we'll have the whole 10x10 experience with the sticky notes and the special drinks and the party in the lobby afterwards. And the music is the Beethoven Concerto for violin, cello, and piano in C major. It's Beethoven's triple concerto, and then Symphony No. 7. In A major. And apparently we have some pretty spectacular soloists for that piano concerto. That will be a real... We have piano, violin, and cello. Then Saturday, you could go up to... you could join us on the Fayetteville Square in the morning at the Farmer's Market. We're going to be doing a butterfly release. If you've come through... Well, not a real butterfly release.
Take back the
I know.
Cue.
Oh, yeah, right. I know. If you've come through Walton Arts Center's lobby in the past 6 weeks, you've seen both the leaping animals, and then you've also seen this sculpture called The Swarm, and it's by an artist named Tasha Lewis, and she creates thousands of these little magnetic butterflies that she decorates metal structures with. Well, what's going to happen on the square on Saturday morning in Fayetteville is we're going to take those butterflies and we're going to migrate them around the Fayetteville Square. So we're asking the community to come help us to grab the butterflies and help us decorate the square over the course of the
So you can just kind of walk by and pick one up and
move it.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
that's fun.
Yeah, and then once that's over, people will be able to take a butterfly as a keepsake. So that's what we mean by releasing the butterflies.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she has butterflies that she creates herself for her sculptures. And then when she first got here, she worked with a bunch of volunteers and they made almost 1,000 special butterflies just for the Walton Arts Center for the region.
One.
And,
yeah.
And will these be relatively inexpensive?
I believe they will be free.
Wow.
Yeah. I believe the whole thing starts early at the farmer's market, probably 7 o'clock-ish, and I think it goes for a few hours until about noon. At least that's what I'm remembering. You can check out our website just for specifics. So that's Saturday morning. And then Saturday later on during the day, you should go to Crystal Bridges and spend the day up there, because we're going to have all sorts of Artisphere things going on, all sorts of just ongoing arts activities. There'll be lots of different kinds of music. And we're having the summer solstice celebration at, I believe it starts at 6:30 at the Terrell Sky Space. And I'm pretty sure all that is free and open to the public also.
Great.
So great things going on. And that's Saturday. Let's see. Something kind of big is happening on
Monday night,
right?
Yeah. Yes.
I wanted to ask you guys what's going on with that.
Kyle knows way more about that than I do.
Well, a live broadcast will begin at 8 o'clock at Crystal Bridges in the Great Hall. It's the Artisphere Festival Orchestra, Corrado, conducting. Mozart in the Museum is what it's called. Yep. We'll have it live on the air on KUAF. So broadcast will start at 8. We'll have about a 10-minute, you know, get you ready performance, some interviews for the brief intermission, more live classical music, and then kind of a fun thing to take it through to the end till 10. So 8 to 10 live broadcast from Crystal Bridges.
Yeah, no big deal. You guys can pull that off. It should be a really interesting experience. I mean,
yes, it should be.
I don't know that they've had an ensemble that big in the Great Hall before.
Well, the Great Hall's great, but it's not that big.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, it's a first for Crystal Bridges. It's a first for Artisphere. It's a first for KUAF. So a lot of us are... You know.
I think it's going to be fantastic. Well, that's Monday. And then there will be lots more chamber music concerts over next week. And then we'll conclude the festival residency with a final concert on the 28th at 7 o'clock. This is also in the Walton Arts Center Big Hall. This one is a Russian Masterpieces concert. So these are the big, those big romantic, you know, sweeping kind of symphonies. Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto, again with Andrew Tyson, and Tchaikovsky's Symphony No. 5.
Yeah.
So those are big ones. And, you know, I heard some of the musicians playing last night at the chapel, and I just went, yeah, it's really, really neat to hear these people play. They are just at the top of their game, and they're so enthusiastic and friendly, and they love it.
And so far, to a person that I've talked to, they just love coming here. They love Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah, they said last night that several of them have been here for 3 years now, and it's starting to feel like a tradition. So, yeah.
Artisphere Festival.org?
That's correct. You can get all of the information there. You can also get it at WaltonArtsCenter.org. Let's also not forget the very last show of the Walton Arts Center season. Also on the very last day, second to last day of the Walton Arts Center fiscal year, we have Spank, which is the musical parody of the 50 Shades of Grey books. So that's a Saturday. I think that's an 8 o'clock show, the 29th of June.
One show only.
Yeah. And then we will be, it will be the new fiscal year for us, and on we go to next year.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Awesome. Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications with Walton Arts Center.